Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm on the way to the office. It's about 5:15 in the morning. I'm tired because I watched Atlanta play like dog crap last night against the Eagles, and I know my buddy James Yoder is going to give me crap because we lost. So we got to get our red zone offense figured out. That's for another conversation. Today we're talking a little bit about cash, physical therapy. And the one thing that I think is the biggest benefit or perk to having a cash physical therapy practice. And that benefit is the people that we get to work with. And I got into this a little bit with my buddy Eve Gigi the other day. We chatted on a podcast about messaging. And that may or may not come out by the time that this is out. But, you know, the idea of who are you attracting to your practice, like who are you trying to fill your practice up with, right? And you know, we talked about when both of us were in insurance-based practices. It was funny, like we ended up seeing a lot of people that were honestly people that we just did not enjoy working with. And many of you are probably feeling like this right now as well. Like if you have a bunch of people on your schedule that aren't very motivated to get back to doing, you know, much of anything. They're not really interested in activities besides, you know, whatever, the bare minimum. Some of them may not even want to get better. It depends if they're going through litigation or if maybe they're work comp or there's other circumstances associated with that. I mean, we've all had those frustrating patients that have had, you know, an ankle sprain for 2 years or, you know, whatever it might be. And what that does is honestly, it drains your energy level significantly. You know, I used to really, really dislike working with people in that capacity. And I think most people are like that because when you're putting a lot of energy into trying to help somebody achieve a goal and the outcome is not happening, you start to second guess yourself. You know, this happened to me in the military, towards the very tail end of my career, when I was at it was called Troop Medical Clinic that was right next to where the airborne school was. We would see a lot of people that were in schools, a lot of people that were in training, and sometimes they don't want to be there. Like they don't want to get better. They'd rather not do that. And there's other reasons why. Maybe they didn't have a choice to go to some of these things, and they're young and they can be frustrating to deal with at times. It's very similar to, you know, work comp patients that you might see that they're frustrating you. And, you know, it's hard not to take a look at yourself and wonder, like, man, am I not, like, am I connecting with these people? It seems like I'm not. But also, man, am I picking the right things for them to do? You know, I would be driving home and I'd think to myself, like, man, have I gotten like worse as a physical therapist? I feel like my outcome percentage was worse. I felt like I was getting better. I felt like I was learning new things and I was progressing the way that I was supposed to. But I wouldn't say that my outcomes were directly proportionate to that. They weren't like, you know, astronomically higher than they would have been a couple years before. So what the problem was, though, is that my patient population dictated that I could only work with people in a certain way, and that I got certain people that maybe weren't all that interested in getting better. And that's a very frustrating thing, and that drains your energy. You know, like it's very physically draining. And I know for many of you, if you're in a high volume clinic, you know, you start to hit this burnout about 5 to 10 years in. And it's interesting because I was looking up some research on shift work. I'm talking at a emergency medicine conference. So there's a few hundred people that are going to this conference in Chattanooga, and I'm talking about sort of how to keep yourself healthy even though your job is unhealthy for you. And as I was doing research on shift work, what I found was shift workers tend to, and this is like people that work emergency medicine or nurses, where they're working like overnight shifts, or they're working 12s and they're working maybe a day on, day or two off, like a firefighter as well would be incorporated in that. What I found was most people in shift work jobs hit a burnout stage around 5 to 10 years in, and eventually end up going to look for a different job. And it's very, you know, it's hard on their body internally, and it's unhealthy for them. And the stats are crazy. Like, if you're a shift worker, you're 42% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than your counterparts. And it all has to do with unhealthy factors associated with that lifestyle of shift working. But my colleagues, you know, our friends, our peers, we tend to hit this burnout level as well. And in my opinion, I think a lot of it is just, it's volume. It's the amount of work that people try to shove into one day for somebody just so they can, you know, have profitability. And a lot of it is dictated by insurance reimbursements in most cases. And it makes people have to see a large number of folks in order to have profitable practice. But when I took a step back and I looked at, man, what is one of the things that I really like the most about cash practices is the fact that you inherently weed out a lot of the people that you didn't want to work with. Like, we all had the patient that we couldn't wait to see. You know, we were like, man, John's coming in. I can't wait to work with John. Like, John's trying to run a 5K. So we got a goal, right? And he's like, he's actively trying to work towards it. And he does his homework. You know, you're like, God, I wish I could work with people like John every day. Well, we get to work with people like John every day. That's what's so cool about a cash practice is people that lack motivation or lack, you know, wanting to get better will not set foot in your practice, because it is a huge waste of resources. It's a huge waste of time and money for them to pay out of pocket to come and see you. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I see that as a good thing, because you're going to inherently only work with people that are going to be motivated to do what you say, which motivates me to do my best to work with them. Because I know that if I get a less than stellar outcome, it's my fault, 100% my fault. Not that they didn't do what I said, not that they weren't committed to what plan we put in front of them, you know, and not that they were going through some litigation thing and they didn't want to get better. It's because I did something wrong. And now that might have been getting the proper buy-in, where they were, you know, they were committed to me, not just like doing the exercises, but really to the plan that we have in place, and they feel like they're in the right place, that they're compliant with everything, and that we're clear on what we want them to do and not do. And it's the best perk that I've found with cash practices, and it's the reason why I still see patients. You know, I absolutely could stop seeing patients today if I wanted to. I'm driving to go see patients. You know, this morning I have a 6 o'clock patient. I've got three this morning, like 6, 7, and 8. It's Friday, so this is what my typical Friday looks like. And sure, I could absolutely just cut that out and not have really any more patients. We have the PT staff to absorb it. But I like working with people in this capacity, because I know that it's up to me to get them a good outcome, and they're going to do what I tell them to. And that is so fun. Like, that is something that I think is missing in our profession. Is, are you having a good time going to work? Like, do you look forward to going to your job? If the answer is no, you need to reevaluate what you're doing for a living. And I don't think it's finding another career. And that, I think it's sad when people, they're like, yeah, I can't be a physical therapist anymore. I've got to go, you know, become a CPA. Well, maybe you've always loved accounting and QuickBooks. And if that's the case, awesome, go for it. But if you're doing that because you just feel like you need a different type of job and you're not getting much satisfaction out of being a physical therapist, I hate to break it to you, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of satisfaction out of being a accountant either. You have to do things that you enjoy, that give you energy every day, right? Like, you can't just do these things that are draining and you dislike. So if you drive to work every morning and wish you didn't have to be there, that you're just wasting your life. It's a sad existence, and I feel bad for you because you only got one of these suckers. You get one life, you get one chance to do something that you actually like, and you go to work every single day. So if you can find something that supports your family and that you get a lot of personal satisfaction, professional satisfaction with, man, you are going to be so much just better to be around, happier person to be around on a regular basis. And it's because you are going to have energy from what you do instead of it detracting from you. So that way when you get home and it's time to play with your kids, you're not exhausted with all this mental fatigue from all the crap you've had to deal with and all the small talk you've had to make with people that you actually do not want to be around. And that's typically what ends up happening. That's the day of a PT at a high volume practice. It's like you got 30 people coming in and out. You feel more like a waiter and less like a physical therapist. You don't get a chance to do like detailed problem solving typically with people because all you're just trying to manage all day. You're trying to delegate out to a tech, and you know it's not the way that I want to use my skill set. And I think for many of you, if you are not looking forward to going to work, it's not what you want to do either. It's not the long-term career that you went to school for such a long time for. So, you know, as I thought about this, the number one reason that I love coming to work and I still see patients is because of the people. The people and the interactions and the ability for me to connect with somebody and create a long-term change for somebody that's bought in on what I have to tell them. And they do it, they change their life. I get to see that. They get the transformation. It's all about seeing that change. So if you're not getting that in your current career, guys, we need to talk. There's a different way to do it. There's a better way to do it. And Cash PT may not be the answer for everybody, but I tell you what, it's been a great answer for me and for all of our staff. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.